Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
All right, welcome back. This is the BDRS. Derek asked me something, and I didn't give that part of the story, but it is pertinent. Because she has a government job, they were closed Monday. So yeah. They were off Monday. So it had to be the day. So, Scott, I was not waiting late. I
mean, you can plan those things in advance. Like sometimes weeks in advance.
Hey, why don't you be my secretary and handle all my affairs?
I'm just saying, you know.
Had you asked me to do it, I would have got it done.
I said something odd at the end of the conversation with the driver. She goes, okay, sorry, have a good day. And I knew she was a driver, so I said, thank you. And I go, be careful. And then I hung up and I'm like,
weird.
God, I hope that doesn't sound like a threat. I meant be careful out there in traffic, but I was so flustered thinking about everything else that all I said was be careful. Oh, and then I hung up and I'm like, yeah, a person could take that a couple of ways.
Say, hey, by the way. Be careful.
Well, right? I did say like that, and I didn't add the bitch for info. It wasn't her fault.
Is it not true you actually said, bitch better be careful?
Yes, that is what I said. Bitch better be careful.
Excuse me, you showed a blade? Bitch better be careful.
No, I just thought about that. I was like,
I'm a cat named Mo.
I never said that.
From 102.5,
never
the
did
radio
that.
Show.
Never said it.
You may or may not have heard me.
Listen, all I'm doing, I'll put it in the hands of the credit card company, and I'll let them arbitrate it. If they decide that the services were delivered.
Yeah, but you could have called the guy back, and he probably would have taken care of it.
Yeah.
Now you're
I had other things
disputing the charge.
Yes, and listen, once you break your word, I can't talk to you anymore.
But you're not even disputing it the correct way.
No.
You should have talked to him, and if they were closed
no.
or you couldn't talk to him
no,
today,
no, no,
you
no,
call
no.
him early
no,
in the morning.
No, credit card companies have disputes, a dispute organization just for that. That is absolutely the correct. If you pay for something with a credit card and you don't get the right thing or
but
what you,
you
order, you call the credit card company and you say, hey, I didn't get this.
You got it.
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get
oh,
it.
Oh, man, here we go again.
I didn't get
here
it.
Here we go. How much was it?
How much was it?
Yeah.
It was a hefty price. It was.
Oh, dude. You play around and get something expensive.
Yes.
Stop in payment and on something
and
you receive.
And the other thing is, it's organic. Mm-hmm. So now it is a day older,
yeah.
which does not bode well for what it was.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, but you should have just called the place.
Man, what was he going to do?
Just putting a stop payment on it.
I'll let the middleman handle it.
Or you should have just, like Geo said, went and did it yourself.
I didn't put a stop payment on it. I just said I lodged a complaint with the complaint department.
You disputed the charge.
Capital One. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, same thing.
Lodging a complaint.
Right.
Yes.
So what they do is they're going to cancel at the place.
Maybe they may look at it and they may go, you know what? Nah, who cares?
And then the place is going to say, well, we actually did deliver the product, as you can see here, and we have a non-refundable policy. And he didn't call to rectify the situation whatsoever,
and
so he's now committed fraud.
No, I have not.
And is arrested.
Shut up, I have not committed fraud.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I didn't do anything.
You might want to keep everything and forward to Dominic Ferriello.
I will say this.
Just cover yourself.
I'm going to jail, is that what it is?
Listen, man. We know you've been down this road before.
Is that the fact?
So,
all right.
I don't want to see anything happen.
Well, how nice of you.
I don't want to see you incarcerated yet again.
If I have to eat it and as the caller, I think it was Scott, said let it ride, I'll let it ride.
But I'm just saying, you know, you might want to talk to Dom tomorrow night and say, hey man,
I think I'll be fine.
Let me just make sure that I'm in the clear. You got my back, and when this thing, you know, goes awry.
I think if Capital One sides with me, I'm well within the parameters of the law to not have to pay for something I didn't receive.
Sorry, I forgot your law degree.
How would I go to jail? How in this scenario would I go to jail?
Isn't that what you asked last time?
No, I didn't. That's why I went to jail.
When you stopped payment on the check?
That's why I went to jail.
At the time, didn't you say, how the hell am I going to go to jail for this?
Let me tell you something. That was the best 16 days I ever served. It was a personal victory, Gio.
But when
even though I had to pay it at the end.
When you found out you were being arrested, Did you were you surprised at all?
I raised the black power fist. Attica.
I can't say it was anticipated at the time.
It took me a little bit by surprise. Yeah. And the law didn't see it my way.
Much like your credit card fraud or potential
credit card fraud.
Hey man, I'm looking out for you, dude.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm just saying you may want to run this by Dom tomorrow on the Ask the Dom show just to make sure that you're good.
I will. You know what? I will.
Because it gets very, very crazy when you start, stop payment on things and stuff.
Stop payment.
When services have technically been rendered.
And they weren't rendered like they were supposed to be.
But still, I mean, a lot of times there's, refund policy. Well, you didn't call the place at all and try and figure out, talk to the guy or say, hey, can you get me a discount or a voucher or...
I don't want a voucher.
Anything. Hey, man.
I don't want a discount. I don't want a voucher.
I'd like a refund.
Right. What if you just called him and complained and he nicely gave you your money back and was like, you're right. I did promise you.
This is what I would say. If everybody handled complaints on their own, then a lot of people would be out of work. Because then complaint departments would shut down because we're doing it all. It's like if you take the law into your own hands, why do we need police? You don't do that. That's why we have police. Why do I need to lodge a complaint with the guy? All right. No. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't do anything.
Well.
Yeah.
Again, if I were you, I would just at least run it by Dom.
I will run it by Dom.
Hey, listen. Am I in trouble here with the credit card companies?
He will say that I am. How am I in trouble with the credit card?
I don't know, man.
They're working for me.
I don't have a law degree. Apparently you do.
All the money that I owe Capital One, I am sure that they will side with me.
I'm looking out for you, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do.
I thank your prince, as I said.
Thank
before.
You. I appreciate that.
What do you got for us?
So on the Mike Calta show this morning, they asked a very interesting question, and I would like to see what you say, Mo, and also I'd like to get Jerrica's opinion as well.
Okay.
Here's the question that Mike put forth this morning on the Mike Calta show.
Which cartoon would you bang if you could pick a cartoon to bang?
Oh.
I already know mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
He's a cat.
The lady that they lived with that you only saw her cankles.
I had a huge crush on the bunny, the female Bugs Bunny from Space Jam.
Whoa. She was slutty, let's be honest.
It was terrible.
She wore the lipstick, right? And she was asking for it.
She was asking for
the old carrot right there.
Which I don't understand why they would do that to children of all ages. They're making us, like not only sexual things, but sexual animals and all things.
Like, yeah. Well, they had to differentiate between Bugs Bunny and the slut bunny.
Just put long hair on her. You don't need to have her have lipstick and boobs and walk around all seductive.
I got a thing for bunnies, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Showing her little cottontail.
Mo, what say you?
I wouldn't be a rabbit.
No.
Yeah, that's just freaky.
The correct answer is, speaking of rabbits, Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. Yeah.
Big old boobies.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer. If you were to ask me.
I gotta be honest with you. I think I'd go with Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble?
Yeah.
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 I can see that.
She was a nice little dish.
Yeah.
Looked like she'd be a freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Barney was tearing that. Fred wasn't working Wilma, but Barney was tearing Betty up.
Jerrica?
Oh, I thought you were, why not Betty Boo?
Betty Boo? Who's Betty Boo?
Betty Boo?
Betty Boop?
Whatever. Her.
No, that's two different people.
That her.
Because Betty Boop had a giant head.
And no boobs.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
I don't know.
Bring me Betty Boobs, then I'd be interested.
Yeah. Even if she had boobs, she still got a giant planet head. That'll freak you out.
If I get to hook up with any cartoon character, it's not going to be Betty Boop.
Yeah, okay. No.
Kidding me?
Jessica Rabbit, absolutely. But again, I'd go, and I'll tell you something else. Jane Jetson. He was kind of a looker.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, well, you let the hair down, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
What about Tinker Bell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she like 12? She's a child.
Oh, I mean, no.
Wait, is she?
Nah, oh,
no,
she's not.
Nah, Gio. Nah, you all be. About that Tinkerbell. You about that Tinkerbell life.
Man, it's Never Never Land, bitch.
What's up? What's up, Moore? You running for Congress? Tinkerbell. Come on now.
Jessica Rabbit for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I would say. Jerrica?
I would probably say Aladdin.
Well, that wasn't a cartoon. Was that a cartoon?
Yes, yeah. It's a cartoon, okay. Disney movie. Yeah,
it's cartoon.
Why Aladdin?
I don't know, because he's such a gentleman to Jasmine, and he's got muscles. And
yeah, right. I bet he's like, laying it down.
He's got magical carpet rides and can show me the world.
But to clean the carpet afterwards?
It's a magic carpet. It cleans itself magically.
No. It's a magic carpet because it flies. It's
fine. It can clean itself. You're not the boss of the magic carpet.
Okay. All right, if Aladdin turns you down, then who?
I don't know.
Aladdin says no. Pass.
I don't know.
Jerrica, I see Yosemite Sam hitting it. What?
Yeah, I can see that.
Dragging around.
He's got the gun belt and nothing else on.
Absolutely. He walks up he goes into the saloon and walks up the stairs and Jerrica's standing at the top, leaning over the banister, you know, one of the ladies of the evening in the old West Town. Absolutely. He wouldn't even take his boots off.
I'd go with also, well, no, I think she's underage. Never mind.
Oh.
I was going to say the Little Mermaid. When she had legs.
What is it with you?
But I think she's underage. Never
mind. Of course
mind.
She
but
is.
But she got married. How could she get married if she was underage?
I think Ariel was underage.
Nah, man.
727-579-1025.
Those seashells weren't underage.
Nah, dude. She was a child.
Why she got married in the end?
It was in the original, in the Little Mermaid, man. Ariel got married to the prince.
Yeah, she was then the very matured and age mermaid.
Yeah, but back in that day they were marrying at 13 and 14. You only lived till you were 27.
Oh man.
Yeah. You nasty.
Well, you know.
Chuck, who would it be for you?
Without the legs, of course, or with the legs,
okay,
of course.
Okay, so I got two that are way hotter than Jessica Rabbit.
Right.
There was a movie that Brendan Fraser was in, he wasn't animated, but the rest of the characters were, and Kim Basinger played a super hot animated female character. I can't remember the name of the movie. It really didn't make a whole lot of money.
It wasn't Cool World, was it?
I think it was. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And
I want to
see. The other one's Ian Flux.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Oh, that's like old school liquid television, MTV.
Yeah. I don't know. Ian Flux.
Nah.
Yeah, she'd be like, you know, doing it with a bodybuilder chick. She, you know, I don't know if she'd be all.
Oh, yeah.
She's real jagged.
The Cool World. The girl from Cool World, though, takes the cake.
Absolutely.
If you look up a picture of her, absolutely.
And I think that was Brad Pitt, not Brendan Fraser, but they could have both been in it. I might be mistaken.
No, you know what? You're right on both counts.
Okay, yep. Thanks for the call, Chuck. Appreciate you.
Are you sure the Little Mermaid's not of age?
Neither Tinkerbell nor the Little Mermaid are of age. No, PG, what you got?
No, I think Tinkerbell is of age, man. And it don't really matter because we were probably 12 anyway, so I'm going to throw Tinkerbell back in the race and I'm going to add you a Catwoman from Batman.
Catwoman, was there an animated Batman?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, all right. Catwoman is fair game, Peachy.
I mean, if you want to go comic book characters, like comic books, there's a plethora.
Yeah, where do you stop?
Fine women there.
Where do you stop? I am almost positive Tinkerbell was not a woman.
But she's tiny, so it wouldn't work. She's not life. She's not
human
size.
You were the one that wanted her.
Per Jerrica's suggestion.
Joe, who do you got?
Hey, how you doing, Mo?
Doing all right, Joe.
Hey, first off, you're a little too tall for Betty Rubble.
I might be. She was a short stack.
So I got a resource that might help you guys make a better decision.
Okay.
So there's this lady, I don't remember her name, but she did these artist representations that you can go and Google it on, you know, Google Images or whatever, of realistic, you know, princesses and princes from all the Disney movies.
Right.
And what they would look like if they were a real person. And it's pretty amazing to look at. You got to look them up. I think it'll help you make a better decision.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the intel. We appreciate you.
Some of the porn sites that I frequent from time to time, they have entire categories with cartoons having banging relations.
Other cartoons.
Yeah, like Marge Simpson banging Homer and stuff.
You just reminded me of Peter's wife. She's got a nice little curvy figure on the Family Guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, she likes to get down. Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to rescind my, take back, rather, my Ariel Little Mermaid comment.
How old was she?
It doesn't really matter. Yeah,
absolutely
at this point.
It does. I saw you Google it. How old was Ariel?
It doesn't matter.
It really does.
It's not really important.
Well, just throw
I would just like to officially take that out of the running as far as cartoon characters with sexual relations.
Gio won't tell me. Somebody call and let me know how old Ariel is. I knew she was a teenager.
Listen, Google doesn't know everything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What did you say? 16?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I knew it. Look at you.
Somebody just called to confirm that.
Harvey Weinstein looking mofo.
She got married, dude.
Again.
At 16?
Back then, there's no, in the mermaid world, what are you going to do?
The fact that she got married is very deceiving.
Well, again, back then, they got married at 16. You're living in the 20th century, 21st.
Are all the Disney princesses off the table? Are they all underage?
You know what? Snow White's not.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Now, you know what? I don't know how old Snow White would be.
Who's the creep now?
I didn't say I wanted to bang Snow White. You're the one banging the Little Mermaid. It's in the title. The Little.
Well.
Big dummy. DD, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, DD.
Man, if Yosemite Sam walked up there and seen that girl, all he had was his dumbbell on. He'd be the rudest, tootin'est, shootin'est son of a gun to the west side of Mississippi.
Thank you, DD, for that.
I think we need to stay away from all the Disney princesses because Snow White is also 14.
Snow White 14? Was 14?
It's what it says.
That's not right.
No.
Come on, man.
No. Snow White. All right, what about Cinderella? Cinderella had to be of 8 because, well, but then again, Snow White was 14.
Yeah. Listen, you know, Prince Charming is not going to marry Cinderella if Cinderella ain't gonna be giving it up.
Oh, I understand.
So I'm gonna say Cinderella was of age.
I would think so, but again, they got married real young back then. Donald, last two calls.
What the hell?
Go ahead, Donald.
Hey, Mo, you're the greatest, dude.
Oh, stop it, but go ahead.
No, I love your show.
Thank you.
What up? Nobody's mentioned Blondie.
Oh.
What is that?
Dagwood. Dagwood and Blondie. You know what, Donald?
She's not very smart. She's got large breasts and waist, nice hips.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Donald, you are a wise man, sir, in many ways. Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys take care.
All right.
I looked up the girl bunny from Space Jam, that was Spanish's recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
But she's a bunny.
Yeah, but still.
That's nasty.
But yeah, I mean, she's got little bunny boobs.
Nah, that's
is that wrong?
Nasty. A little bit. Last call. Kirk, go ahead.
Hey, Mo. Great show as usual.
Thank you. We appreciate
that. Listen. Hey, I don't want to come off like a pervert or thing, but when I was a kid, the Jetsons, daughter Judy.
Again, underage, though.
Yeah, come on, Kirk. She's underage.
I think daughter Judy was in high school.
Well, I was a kid. I was her age.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Thanks for the call, brother.
Can I go with April O'Neil from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
she worked at a news channel, so she had to be of age.
Yeah, she was all woman.
And she had nice boobs.
I don't remember. Boobs.
I didn't find how old Cinderella was, but somebody just called and said Pocahontas, and it says that she was at least 20 years old.
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know Lewis and Clark hit that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's wore out. Plus, she's been in that canoe all the time. That's Swamp Tang. You don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
You walk away needing medication.
Yeah, there ain't no deodorant out there.
No. She was ripe.
Oh,
Jericho, what do you got for us in case you missed it?
If you're drunk and you get an Uber, know that your behavior could come back to haunt you.
Oh, man, this is a great story. Have you seen this one?
I did. Now I'm Googling images of April O'Neil from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
She hold up?
Dude, there's an, you know this, what I just found?
What?
There's an entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles porno with the turtles banging April.
What the heck?
I got to be honest with you. I might have to check that out later.
I love the internet.
We'll be back as the BDRS.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.